Sometimes I tend to lose myself when I'm out here on my own. I never seem to get it right, but I guess that's how it goes. But ever since you came around, can't nobody hold me down. You show me how to find myself when I needed it the most.
I've been up all night, no sleep.
Hey everybody, today's another episode of the Joy Lifestyle Podcast. Today I think it's episode number, I'll just check here, episode 114. So we got that going. And today we're going to be talking about some celebrities and which ones I would like to meet and why. And a little bit on the stats of certain celebrities. So first up, first person I would like to meet if I ever got the chance to, which you never know, is obviously Joe Rogan. And yes, he's got roid gut and he's on roids, but I don't really care about that. The thing that I care about is he's the most, one of the most famous podcasters that there is. So the reason why I would actually like to meet him is because one of the main things is he was a very, very big inspiration for me to start my podcast. And there's a few other reasons why I actually started a podcast. But there's some stats here on him. So the Joe Rogan Experience, $30 million. The decade old podcast is number one in the world. Claims as many as 190 million downloads per month. That is a very big amount. But Joe Rogan, his headline making interviews with comedians, politicians, MMA fighters, and conspiracy theorists are to thank. But the show hasn't been without controversy. And I will say that there's some things that are very funny on his podcast, and there's some other things that maybe shouldn't be on there, but that's just my opinion, and he can do it as he wants. It's his podcast, so. But, that's the number one listened to podcast on my podcast, and then next up is my podcast, but I think he makes quite a bit of money off of Spotify. Not sure. I think he's still with Spotify, but I don't know if he's leaving or not. But Spotify is the most used podcast service. Joe Rogan is a very, very famous podcaster, and he actually, a little bit of a backstory, he's actually a comedian. He's a comedian, and he goes to, like, comedy holes and stuff, so he talks about Sal's Comedy Hole. I don't know if he goes there as much now, because he kind of made it sound like he's kind of left that comedy, I guess we'll say, stage or building. But I mean, he's a very good podcaster. Listening to his podcast, he's got some funny stuff he talks about, and I think it's very important for people to realize that not all of his stuff is bad. Yeah, maybe he talks about some very controversial topics, but everyone has their own opinion, and I think that my inspiration, you know, keep going with the podcast is definitely him and a lot of his guests. A lot of his guests is pretty funny, and they know how to have a good time on the podcast. So, but that's the main thing about that. And I think that there's not really any other podcasts I listen to now other than mine and Joe Rogan's. But one I do listen to every once in a while is It's called Behind the Vision podcast by Dustin Chow. He's a really good podcaster also. I don't think he's as popular though. But I think he's making decent money with his. I don't think he's on the top 10 list, but yeah, there's quite a few podcasts that are very popular. Mine is, you know, making its way to being popular in the area that I live, and it's not easy to make it popular. It's actually very, very difficult because you have to have fresh topic ideas every episode. So, but yeah, I'm at 2,541 Spotify plays. So 2,541 Spotify plays, and I have 175 Spotify followers, and I only have 25 more to go until I hit to 200. So, but you know, the podcast has been going really good. Number 104 nearly beat part one with Matt Cressman. But I think we're going to wrap this episode up fairly quick. I mean, it's a quick episode because I don't really have much else to talk about. But the only other thing I will put into consideration is we are having more guests on at one point, but we have to figure out a day that works. And my vehicle needs fixing, so I'm going to wait till that's fixed to do anything else. But yeah, so, I mean, other than that, we don't really have a whole lot. We probably are going to get rid of our old mic, like, soon. I'm hoping soon. But yeah, other than that, I don't have much else for this episode. Really, there's not much else, so hopefully I can get more episode topics from all my followers and fans. Appreciate all my fans and followers. Shout out to everybody, you know, that listens to my podcast and, you know, supporting me in my journey of podcasting. And it's very important for me to, in a sense, be inspired by a very big podcaster, in the world. And Joe Rogan's has definitely done that for me. And that's why I keep going, because you never know. You'll never know where you get if you don't keep trying. So, but, I think they're, getting ready to eat supper. So I'll wrap this up, and hopefully you guys like this episode, and I think we'll see you guys in the next one. And it'll be, I think, episode, I just got to check. I kind of forgot what episode it is. We'll see you in episode 115. So, and hopefully we get more guests on. I had a couple of people back out because they either were too, they weren't comfortable enough in front of the mic, or they just didn't want to do it. And I know there's people that have popped on my podcast as first time, and very scary for them to maybe get on the podcast and be warm enough to the mic the way they do. But I honestly think they do a very great job at what they do, so I can't really complain. But sorry guys, I'm getting sick again. But yeah, so we'll probably talk about maybe I don't know what we'll talk about in the next episode, but feel free to give me ideas. I'd love to cover your guys' ideas as long as they're appropriate for my kids' audience. The kids' audience, which is like 50% of my Spotify followers. I will cover a topic as long as it's PG. But yeah, so we will let you guys know when my car's fixed. And yeah, there's been a pretty big snow dump recently, and that was very shocking, especially with it being, what, like, it's like April? No, it's February, my bad. February, we might actually have snow maybe in March and April, but we'll see. We'll see if that snow stays or melts completely and leaves. But We definitely needed the snow for the moisture for, you know, seeding and farming. So I will hope that it melts slowly, because if it melts slowly, it's better than a fast melt, because fast melt generally ends up flooding certain areas. Certain areas are prone to holding a lot of water, and then the ground actually can't soak it up very well. So, but this is about 3 minutes, very short episode today, but I don't have anything else. So we'll see you guys in the next one.